Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're reading another devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. I thank you for listening to these. They're very good teachings. They're going to help us understand more about our Creator's will and what we can do in our lives to bless ourselves and also bless others. So today's reading is called Senseless. It's the 193rd reading from the Suffer Well devotional series. And we start off with a scripture today in Ephesians 1, 18. So Ephesians 1, verse 18 says, I pray that the eyes of your heart, your understanding may be enlightened. That's the beginning of it. Your understanding may be enlightened because of the eyes of your heart. And the name of this is Senseless. And we're going to talk about the senses, how they get in the way of us and our connection with our Creator. And then our ultimate goal of what we are to do. So in reading the devotional, it says to hear, taste, touch, smell, and see, or not. What would your perception be if you minimalized the use of these senses? Don't lose sight of their ultimate limitation. Can any of the senses provide greater faith? It is possible. However, as the carnal nature manipulates them so easily, it is very unlikely. Perhaps a more balanced perspective is required in order to evaluate what your senses perceive and the limitations they have. Certainly, in the realms of a higher understanding or consciousness, these senses are not even necessary. When you are completely connected in the spirit, then it is not the tree of life you eat from. The connection plugs you into the knowledge of all things that truly are. Not as a misguided perceptions of what you see in the natural. This is the connection to the higher order of energy or the frequency. I am, as you know, the master scientist. The losing of your life, and it refers to Matthew 16, 25, that says, if you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. Many times means leaving behind perceptions of life and spirit as an understood by your senses and discerned by your carnal nature. If faith is the evidence of things unseen, such as it says in Hebrews 11, 1, then stop trusting in everything your senses can perceive on earth. Yes, indeed, the senses can be a great tool to navigate inside the dimension I placed in you. But it is for the wise to know the limitations of these senses. Can you imagine an existence where spiritual perception, the mind of the Messiah, is accessible at all times? You would consistently experience everything that is perfect throughout eternity. Everything would be in perfect harmony. Speak to me about these things. Open your spirit to me in silence. Listen. When you went with only your mind, leaving all senses behind. So that is the wonderful, beautiful testimonial or devotional we have this day to share with you. And it's a great question to think about. I mean, how do our senses help us or hold us back is the question. How does our senses get in the way of our faith? And when I think about that question, I think about our fear to share the gospel with others. And it's not only our emotions about worrying about what they would say, but it's our senses that keep us from living out to our fullest ability and capability. Just think about that for a moment. How many of you have told somebody that Yeshua died for them recently? How have your senses stopped you from doing that? And we think about how senses could be a marvelous thing for our bodies to help warn us when there's a danger ahead or something. But it's not to get in our way about sharing the gospel or believing everything without having to see it, feel it, or touch it and believing that Yeshua is who he says he was. You think of the gospel of in the gospels, you think of Thomas, who had to touch Yeshua to know he was real. He wouldn't believe it because he was connecting his senses to his spiritual. And this devotional is telling us to separate the two and understand that. Our Creator wants us to share the gospel with others and not let our senses get in between. He wants us to love others and not let our senses stop us from doing so. He wants us to know about Yeshua and the truth about him and have faith in him and not letting our senses hold us back from doing that. You know, he says to have faith in things unseen, to have ears to hear. That's what he wants. And he wants all of us to glorify a wonderful Creator. He says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I only want them to change so they would have a life. A life, an everlasting life. You see, what happens is, here's how way it is. You're in a dark, dark, dark place with no light. He brings the light. He is the light. And this is what we need to understand. And I get it. I spent a good part of my life not understanding this, not believing in anything, let alone in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. But look, let's look at the plan, his plan in the Bible. And I say it all along, to believe in our Creator and everything about him, you have to read the Bible and believe it's true. If you don't believe the Bible's true, if you don't read it and understand it, you're not going to come to a clear understanding of who Yeshua was and why he came for us. The Bible is the word of God. Whatever you think, who wrote it, how it was written, how it was changed and all this, no. The principal pattern of the scripture is we have a Savior who died for us so we could have a second chance at life. And you must read the Bible. And only when I read the Bible did I come to see this truth. And there are many people out there that read the Bible and they don't get it. But it must start off with something else. You know, it must start off with, now I'm just going to read this book and see what it says. No, it must start off with speaking to our Creator, opening up your mouth and asking him to show you and revealing it to you. Show me. And I invite every one of you out there today, whether you think you know him, whether you think you're a believer or not, ask him. Fresh start right now. Say, please show me where I'm wrong. Show me the things that my senses are getting in the way, where I'm not following your or understanding who you are. Show me. And then open up that scriptures. For those of you that say he doesn't speak to you, you don't hear him. Well, he speaks to all of us through his holy word that he's given us. You need to read the Bible more. We need to see this. And he gives us in the scriptures the pattern of what he wants. And he sent people before to let us know these things. And it says here in Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Sovereign Elohim is upon me, for Yahweh has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that the captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. And that's what's happening. Many of us are captive. Many of us are prisoners. And he wants to free us. He wants to bring us to that promised land. And he's given us people to show us these ways. In Acts 26, verse 18, it says, to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to Yahweh. Then they will receive forgiveness for their sins and be given a place among Yahweh's people who are set apart by faith in me. These are all the precursors to faith. You have to understand, be willing to read his word, speak to him and ask him to show you, and he'll bring those people to you to show you. Isaiah 35 verse 5 says, and when he comes, he will open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42 verse 16 says, I will lead the blind Israel down a new path, guiding them along an unfamiliar way. I will brighten the darkness before them. I will smooth out the road ahead of them. Yes, I will indeed do these things. I will not forsake them. This is who our Creator is. And this is what he wants us to do. And you have the choice. Do you want to stay in darkness, stay in captivity, or do you want to be free? Know the truth and the truth will set you free. And this is what the scriptures show us and teach us from the beginning, sending people before us, speaking to us and showing us. And then we experience it ourselves. And then we realize we are not only experiencing this great gift, but it's our responsibility to share it with others as well. Isaiah 42 verse 7 says, you will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captive from prison. Release those who sit in the dark dungeons. That's what him and him alone has the power to do. And then we see more sent ahead of us to show us. And we have every opportunity to share his words and his gospel with everyone. In Luke 1, 77 to 79, it says, you will tell his people how to find salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of Yahweh's tender mercy, the morning light from the heaven is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. And I know so many people out there, family members and everyone, please say, well, we want to pray for them. And Paul, please pray for this and add this to your prayer request and pray for this person that they come to know Yeshua, they come to see the light. Well, tell them. Go tell them and witness to them. And don't stop. Don't let up. Witness to them and don't let up, and let them know and let them hear it. Ephesians 5 verse 8 says, for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from Yahweh. So live as people of light. Live as people of light. We're not concerned with making more monies, buying new cars, or buying new houses. No, we're concerned with sharing his gospel. That's how you know. That's who you are. Colossians 1:13 says, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, Yeshua, wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. But we must go and share it with others and let people know. We have a new life and we get different senses, senses that we can hear things other people can't hear. We see things other people don't see. It's that 1 Peter 2:9, it says, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, Yahweh's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of Yahweh, for he called you out of the darkness into the wonderful light. The light is available to every single person, but so many people reject it because they let their senses get in the way. They let their mind get in the way. And they don't think, they don't just stop and just ask him and submit to him and say, show me, I want that. I want that light. I no longer want to live in darkness. I no longer want to live in sadness or fear, because we're different. We're citizens of a different kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 verse 11 says, furthermore, because we are united with Yeshua, we have received an inheritance from Yahweh, for he chose us in advance. And he makes everything work out according to his plan, to his plan. And we must trust him and his plan and let away from our senses and our own plan and our own ideas, his plan and what he wants for us. Romans 8, 28 to 29 says, and we know that Yahweh causes everything to work together for the good of those who love Yahweh and are called according to his purpose for them. For Yahweh knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Every one of us has this opportunity. Every one of us, no matter where we've been in our lives, you see some of the worst people in the world, how they were transformed. Look at the Apostle Paul, Shaul, how he was just in such darkness, persecuting people for believing in Yeshua. But then Yeshua came and took him out of that darkness, and he revealed the light to him. And look what happened. And look what happened. And look how he was used. Look how he was used. And it says in Ephesians 1:11, because we are united with Yeshua, we have received an inheritance from Yahweh, for he chose us in advance, making everything work according to his plan. And we remember that. We remember that. And his plan talks about not separation, but togetherness. The world today is separating people, but Yeshua wants to bring us together. With one body, one mind. We understand about this body having many parts. It's not about this type of person or that type of person. It's not about this color of a person or that color of a person. It's not about this religion or race or that race. No, one purpose, one mind, one body. It says the human body in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 13, the human body has many parts. But the many parts make up the whole body. So it is same with the body of Yeshua. It is the same. Some of us come Jewish, some of us are non-Jewish, some of us are slaves, some of us are free, but we all have been baptized into one body, one spirit, and we all share the same spirit. And at least we all have the opportunity to. We have the opportunity, and that comes with the body of Yeshua, who died for us so we would be raised again when we die. We're willing to die with him. It is through his body, many body parts in one body all belong together, working together for the good. The good of the light, and letting people know and telling people about this. Ephesians 4 verse 4 says, for there is one body and one spirit, just as you've been called one glorious hope for the future. It's one. So when you see that person out there in the darkness, when you see that person in the darkness, it's your responsibility and should be your passion and your goal to share the light with them and let them see this light. To walk by and say and say nothing is not being the watchman. We're called to let them know. We're called to let everyone know. Romans 15:6 says, then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise to the glory of Yahweh, the Father, and the Father to our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Ephesians 2, verses 16, it says, together as one body, Yeshua reconciled both groups to Yahweh by means of his death on the cross. And our hostility towards each other was put to death. Working for peace, it says in Ephesians 2:18, now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Yeshua has done for us. And I tell you, it's not about separation. It's the gospel of peace, working together towards peace. That's what it comes down to. That's the point of sharing our faith with others. That's the point, so they would see the light. So we'd come together and we'd have peace amongst us. I tell you, in the kingdom that we come from, the kingdom that we're going to, there's no separation or division and violence and all this. It says in the scriptures, our Creator hates people who love violence. He hates anyone, the soul of somebody who loves violence. He wants peace, peace. And we're called in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, go into the world and to preach the gospel to all creation. To all creation about Yeshua. And Yeshua brings peace. That's what people should be saying. The phrase today should be, Yeshua's life matters. He's the glue that keeps us together. Not the thing that divides us and separates us. That's what we're missing in today's world. People are living in darkness. And they don't understand the peace that Yeshua brings. And that's what we got to tell them and explain to them. Philemon 1:6 in the scriptures says, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become as effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Yeshua. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16 says, but in your hearts revere Yeshua as Messiah. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have. But to do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak bad things against you and your good behavior in Yeshua may be ashamed of their slander. We have to let them know and reveal to them. Matthew 4 verses 19 to 20. Come follow me, Yeshua said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left in their nets and they followed him. They left the nets, they followed him. Mark 13:10 says, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. This is the problem we have going on in today's world. This is why there's so much confusion and division. It says the gospel must be preached and we must be those preachers. It says in Psalms 96, 2 and 4, sing to Yahweh, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is Yahweh. He's most worthy of praise. He is to be freed from above all the other false gods of this world. Do you think for one second when he says in his word, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways he will live. And then we see so many people running around today who do not know him. And they're just commanding that other people go to jail. And they're commanding that... and wishing for a revenge and justice, where the scriptures say that justice comes from Yahweh. And if justice isn't like he had an opportunity to have the Apostle Paul thrown into jail and rot away for everything he did, but what did he do? He changed his heart and he changed his mind and he added the light to his darkness and he used him in a special way. What a different world this would be if we had all these people fighting for their so-called justice on their carnal terms. We're praying instead of condemning for these people that are doing this injustice. And if these people change their heart, what a great witness that would be. Can we just imagine that world? Well, that world is true, and that kingdom is possible, and it's here amongst us now. We shouldn't be condemning people. We should be praying for people. That's the problem we have, because we're listening to our senses that cry out revenge in the flesh. But when our heart is circumcised, we cry out to pray for people that are lost. To pray for people that are lost. Instead of killing innocent babies, we should pray for the repentance of those people that caused that unwanted birth, and that birth would be wanted, and that baby would be wanted. We should pray, instead of going against all these people that are doing these crimes, we should be praying for them that their hearts would change and they would repent and come to know our wonderful Messiah. For it's a beautiful thing when somebody comes to know him and they start teaching the righteous way. 1 Corinthians 9:16, for when people preach the gospel, I cannot boast since I'm compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. That is the heart we need. That is the heart we need. For it's not a great thing for man to sit in darkness. It's a great thing for man to come to the light and preach the gospel. That's what we need. That's the problem in the world today. He'll protect us, it says, from everything, whether it's a physical virus or whether it's a spirit of revenge and hate. He'll protect us from that. He'll give us that peace, that peace. There's no peace in darkness. I'm telling you that right now. There's no peace in darkness. People are enjoying the darkness too much. They're not looking for the light. I don't want to hear what needs to be done to people that do injustice. I want to hear that we need to pray for those people that are doing injustice, that they would come to see the light and know Yeshua. And that we, as people that have already received this, would go and reach it to others and let others know and not be ashamed. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. We must not be ashamed. It says in Luke 12:8-9, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of Yahweh. And I tell you this, those of you that reject this message, those of you that reject this, if you read the Bible, and if you live according to the light that Yeshua and the Holy Spirit gives us, you will have nothing but peace in your life. No anger, no worries, no fear. Your post on the internet would not be about politicians that you don't like. You'll be asking people to pray for those politicians you don't like. Your goal wouldn't be to expose darkness in people. Your goal would be to pray for others and share the gospel with others. That's where we must come. That's where we must be. And I tell you, as a person that lived in a light for so many years and for so long, to have that feeling, the revenge and the justice and the hate and the fear and the worry, and now as someone that's living in a light, to pray for our enemies, to love our enemies, the greatest thing we could do for fellow man is to pray for them and share the gospel. The worst thing we can do for fellow man is to not share the gospel and not pray for them. It's the worst thing we could do. We're worse than them. For somebody to condemn somebody else and try to justify it, no. Pray for them and teach them and show them. Lead them to the words. Leave our Creator open up their eyes and their ears to hear. But you let him use you to let them know and hear the words. I'll say it again. The greatest thing you could do for fellow man and for the peace and for the commandments of our Creator is to share the gospel with others and pray for them. The worst thing you could do is hold the gospel back and not pray for them. That is the issue we have today. And anyone that's listening right now to this and you don't believe that or understand that, you simply have not asked our Creator to open up your eyes to what His Word says and have sat down and read the Bible. You've let the enemy use a different spirit, a spirit of darkness, to come into your life and you think seeking man's ways and fleshly ways and carnal desires is gonna give you satisfaction and justice. For the scriptures say to pray for everyone and not to take pleasure in death or wickedness or revenge or anything like that, but to have a gentle heart of peace, seeking heart, and to know that the worst people of the world, the Apostle Paul, who condemned people for believing in Yeshua, and everyone else, has come to see the light because they've been given that opportunity. Forgiveness will get you so much farther than revenge. If you truly want justification, you wouldn't be knocking down statues. You'd be standing in front of those statues and praying for people and sharing the gospel. That is the answer. That is the way. Stop knocking down these statues and start breaking in stores and stand in front of those stores and start teaching people, preaching the gospel, and letting people know the truth so they would come out of darkness and see the light. As it says in the scriptures, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live and have life. That has to be your goal. That has to be your desire. Stop taking pleasure in all the wickedness of this world and bring the peace that comes with knowing the Holy Spirit and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. And we all have that opportunity to do that. And wherever that's done, wherever the gospel is preached, we see peace happening and people coming together. It's not about separation and division. It's about coming together in the body of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, in one who died for us. If we proclaimed about Yeshua's death as much as we did about somebody that got killed by the police, we'd be a whole different world out there today. For Yeshua was innocent, and he died for us and gave up his life for us. We should be willing to do that for him and not let our senses keep us from sharing the gospel with others. How many people did you tell today Yeshua died for you? How many people are you going to tell? Let them know. Speak the truth. Know the truth. And the truth shall set you free and bring us all together. Hallelujah. Go out there and let others know Yeshua died for them. I'm telling you right now, right here, we have a Savior who wants to take us out of the darkness and bring us to light. Where we can live in peace with no fear, no worry. We can sleep in peace. We can sleep in peace. Surrounded by the light, protected under his wing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank you, Father, for this great gift you've given us in our Holy Spirit. I pray that anyone who's watching would accept it and be open to it, and their senses will not get in the way. Thank you for this Suffer Well devotional series. And everybody have a blessed day out there today. You can see more teachings at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Oakleaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course. Located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S. Highway 441 North. Oakleaf Golf Course is open to the public and provides a challenging course with multiple tee locations for players of all skill levels. For more information or a tee time, Oakleaf Golf Course, an underwriter of WCNO, is available at 863-357-GOLF or on Facebook.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.